see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. January 28th, Camrose, Alberta. February 2nd, Kindersley, Saskatchewan. February 3rd, Provost, Alberta. February 4th, Hanna, Alberta, home of Nickelback, baby. February 10th, Drumheller, Alberta. February 17th, Grand Forks, British Columbia. DangerCatShop.com for all tickets that you need to come check us out. We will be dropping by the time that this episode is probably out. I believe that there will be more dates on our website, that including West Coast, and more dates surrounding the Grand Forks show, I believe. And hey, check out the website, dangercatshop.com, for all tickets and merch. Isn't that nice? Now let's get into it. You probably see something over my shoulder that's missing if you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening to the early episode, you can't see it, but it happened. It's depressing. It's tough to talk about. I lost the Roast Battle Championship this weekend to Charles Haycock. Now, do I think that it was warranted? Of course I don't. This is the issue. This is the problem that I have, okay? Now, when I write these roasts, I don't go in there with the intention of thinking that the audience wants to hear, like, you look like a bubblegum on the bottom of my shoe. You don't do that. I don't appreciate people that come in there with an attitude like this is going to be CTV roast battles and we're going to just play along, be happy, happy friend club. This is war. People want blood. I give them the blood. Okay. I go to extra lengths, my apologies, to ensure that these roasts that are delivered are next level. They're devious. That if they leak again, I'm going to get two more shows from Prince George, British Columbia canceled. That's what I do. But instead, the audience comes in. We got geriatrics in the second row, for Christ's sakes. What are you doing there, Grandma? What are you doing at a roast battle? 10 p.m. showtime start, Grandma's in the second row. Two of them. You think that's what we need? That's the audience that we want inside of that club during a roast battle? Of course not. What are you doing? It's past your bedtime, Meemaw. You're going to wake up in the morning and miss a Matlock rerun. So am I blaming my efforts? 0%. This is the problem when you go down and you have a triple vaccinated audience that can finally identify with a champion like that. Congratulations to Charles. I'm not taking shots at him now. I'll take a loss, okay? But I don't think it was warranted, you know? I don't think it was warranted. Like I said, geriatrics in the second row. They cheered for the first guy. By the time that it came around to celebrate your champion, they're so fucking out of breath, they can't even give me a wheeze, you know? So Charles better be grateful that these fucking geezers, these blue hairs, got a foot in the grave and one hand on the door of myocarditis, and they're giving him the last ounce of breath in their lungs to celebrate him as a champion. He better be grateful. Deeply depressing not coming back here with that gold around my waist, but guess what? Now it's demon era, okay? Demon era. I got something else to prove, you know? Brett's out here. I was already hated going in, and then we're you know what? The roast will be out this week. I'll have it edited and on our Patreon, patreon.com/dangercat69. You can watch the full roast battle, fucking beginning to end, on how beautiful it all went down. How beautiful it all was. Even a little extra at the end for everybody. Sam Walker waiting in the parkade to battle Crystal Bell, and things got squirrely. I will say that. I won't leave you on a cliffhanger. Let's just say Brett got attacked again. All right. Security called. Shit got Tala bananas down there. That's not what I mean. You know what? We talk about them enough on this podcast. 20 pounds of platinum wrapped in gold is around somebody's waist that I don't think deserves it. Okay. I don't think deserves it. I think the audience got it wrong. I think that these people that walk through those doors, brains operate on such a low level that it was impossible for them to see what a champion actually is. You know, they're finally able to identify with somebody like Charles, who speaks the way he does. If you know who I'm talking about, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Triple vaccinated. We have to come on here and talk some shit because that's what we do. That's what we're about on this podcast. In fact, I invite you to give me your hate mail, right? That's what this show is all about. We rip things apart. We don't like a lot of shit out there. It's a lot of bitching, a lot of complaining. It's basically a tailgate meeting all over again. And that's what we like. Because it makes us happy inside to know that somebody else out there is miserable. It's beautiful. But it's tough. Will I get over it eventually? You know? Was it tough? You know what? At times it was tough for me to sit there and say, I'm the roast battle champion of Canada, knowing damn well Brett Forte put his goddamn name on the title. There's no Canada on there. Not even a single fucking maple leaf. And I'm supposed to be celebrated as a Canadian roast battle champion? I'll run on it because I was under contract. I'll go off that, you know. I was under contract and celebrated as a champion, so I'll do the things that are necessary. But when now that I'm titleless, I'm also unmuzzled, baby. It's time to run my fucking lips. When a venue is so terrified of a brand of people, you got to watch what you do a little bit. You can't ruin the show for everybody. Now, would it be funny for all of us? Yes. Especially myself and possibly Sam Walker, who sat there in a basement for 3 hours just to come unleashed. That's what I mean. It's a pressure cooker. It's a pressure cooker of emotions. The roast battle brings it out of you. And that's what happens when you're running on pure instinct, when you're a predator in the wild. All of a sudden, the gatherers start getting a little worried, don't they? They start putting their asses against the wall because they don't want to get fucked. And you got a location too scared to endorse a brand like Danger Cats. That's one thing. Not only that, you're champion. You're champ. You're champ. The one that started this shit. The DC69 Revolution. Right? Celebrating dipshits across all the lands. It don't matter where you're from. It don't matter. We celebrate those. And finally, those guys had it. They had a champ. A champion so dedicated to the cause, willing to go to the extra lengths to prove that words don't hurt, that we can say these things out loud and nobody does. Nobody gives a shit, right? Words mean nothing. Only for a venue to be terrified of what that brand represents. But could I say anything as champ? No, I was obligated and I stayed true to my contract. I said, hey, don't worry about me. Don't worry about me. I won't step too far out of line. I'll make sure the shows go. I'll make sure the show goes on. Now I'm strapless, baby. I don't have Brett Forte's Roast Battle Championship that's missing fucking buttons. Goddamn thing was destroyed by Alicia Snyder. And I'm supposed to over here and act like I'm supposed to be grateful about this. I'm supposed to be grateful about this fucking thing. Jesus Christ. It's insulting in a way. And now we get to run wild, baby. We get to run wild. We get to talk some mad shit. Too scared to put Danger Cats on those posters because we might get a phone call. Beep, boop, beep. We might get an email. Uh-oh.
like, uh-oh, they're emailing us.
Jesus Christ. You know what? You know what? I will say this. You know what I do like about our audience, though? They show up, they show out, and they drink their fucking face off. But God forbid, an email might come down the pipeline, might get a little scared in here. An email? Can't put anthrax in a fucking email. What are we scared about? An email. Wow. A phone call. A phone call saying, I'm upset about what a comedian said that's been on your stage. I am upset. That's what we're scared of these days. We're scared of the guys that make people upset.
It might be bad for business.
Well, I don't know about you, but these motherfucking danger cats that show up to these shows, beauties, drinking the place dry. And if they don't drink the place dry, they're definitely attempting it.
But we might get an email.
What will that email say? Next week on WWE SmackDown, we got an email battle. These guys are going to get into a steel cage and write emails to venues and see who can put their... It's a who can get canceled first match. And we're writing emails for the next half an hour in front of you. And the things that we say will be up on the screen. And we're going to try and get this person removed from their own hometown next week on WWE SmackDown. Wow. Let's get it together here. What a world. Scared of emails. A logo. Has them shaking in their boots. A logo. Unmuzzled. That's what we'll call it. Maybe we'll call this episode Unmuzzled. We're going off today, baby. Anyways, that's how the weekend went. Lost the strap. We'll move on. I'll get it. I'll get over it. Don't worry about me. I'll be just fine. I'll be just fucking fine. You think a title is going to shut me up? Not having it? You think not having a title is going to shut me up? That's what I meant to say earlier in that sentence prior to what I'm saying right now. You think not having a little bit of gold around my waist is going to shut me the fuck up? You're out of your mind. I was the champ before there was a champ in that fucking league. I'll tell you that right now for free. Put it in the bank. Collect interest on it. Might be able to retire younger. That's how valuable my words are. You put them cocksuckers in the bank. Nobody in the interest you'll build off that son of a bitch. You'll put your kids through college and save your fucking daughter from being a stripper. That's what'll happen. It's how valuable the words coming out of my goddamn mouth are sometimes. It's like I'm going to quit talking shit. Out of your mind. Time for a little ad read. DangerCatShop.com. Use the code podcast69 for 15% off your order today. Yeah. That's right. All your merch on there. Yeah. Right now we just have t-shirts and hoodies. I'm just trying to figure out a few things, logistics, and then I'm bringing in new hats, stickers. We do have stickers at all live shows. And then I'm just figuring out the logistics of shipping, and we will be putting brand new products on our website here in the next, I would say probably 6 months. The Patty Soaker is going to make a return. That's a big one. I'm working on a new design. Can't wait to drop that on y'all motherfuckers. And speaking of that, there should be new dates that are being dropped on DangerCatShop.com under the ticket section of all of our live show dates. So be sure to check that out. Vancouver's on there. I know like the West Coast, we're going to tear that ass up. That's what it's all about. Anyways, yes, DangerCatShop.com. Use the code podcast69 for all your merch needs and get 15% off today. Patreon.com/DangerCat69. Roast Battles, volume 42, I believe it is, on Brett's account. Danger Cats Roast Battles. It will be, I think it's volume 7 or 8 now. I don't know. We don't keep track around here. Math is very difficult in my world. But yes, volume that will be released Friday at 4:20 on patreon.com/DangerCat69. New Roast Battle will be out. Plus, if you're listening to this right now, or watching this on YouTube, guess what? There is an extra episode waiting for you on Patreon. That's right. Every week when this episode gets released, the free one, there's an extra episode waiting for you. And this episode that you're listening to right now, you can listen to 48 hours earlier than everybody else. It's a great way to support this show, support what we're doing. I don't know. It's just be kind. Why don't you? You know, what am I doing out here? I'm trying to make you fucking laugh. That's what I'm trying to do. This is where I get angry just because you're not giving me money. Yeah, all this shit that I do for free for you ungrateful sons of bitches. I can't fucking keep a straight face while I'm doing that. Anyways, yeah, if it's a fun way to support the show, support what we're doing, and maybe working our way into, I don't know, it'd be nice to, you know, possibly hire another person in the future in this operation. So that way it's just focusing on content, shooting, doing all sorts of dumb shit. Anyways, back to the episode. Now let's talk some more shit. Why don't we? I seen this on Twitter. Let's get our first little piece of the day. Let's talk about this. Let's load this up. We got her all loaded up. Last guy was bitching about, oh, get this things loaded up. Get the shit loaded up. Now we're loaded up. Ready to go. First little piece that we're going to cover today. Two ladies sitting around here talking about guys' weekends. Okay. I won't ruin the clip. We'll run the clip.
Why does the one girl on the guys' trip have to automatically be?
You hear that? Right out of the gate. We'll stop that. We'll replay it.
Why does the one girl on the guys' trip have?
I think we all heard it, right? One more time, and then we'll run it right through.
Why does the one girl on the guy's trip have to automatically be the worst? Like, why can't I just be chilling with you guys?
I know. Because society makes it seem like men always hate their girlfriends and wives. And, like, we're the lame ones.
It doesn't have to be that way.
Because I think a lot of people, it's about 50-50, but a lot of people I know don't like their significant other. Like, it's sad, but they're not friends with them. Like, a lot of men date girls to be, like we talked about yesterday, caretakers, or to be their arm candy. And girls date guys to, unfortunately, pay the bills or take care of them. And that maybe was more back in the day. But not a lot of people date people that they're friends with. It sucks, but it's true.
Why does the one girl on the guy's trip have to automatically be the worst? Like,
simple. All right, let's get into it. I'm excited for this one. Woo!
Come on, man.
All right, everything's working. You hear that? We went on a fluster right there because that's what my brain's doing right now. We're smashing buttons right now. Why does the one girl on the guy's trip? Listen, fellas, if you're that guy bringing your girl on the guy's trip, she ain't the hated one. You are. You're the hated one. What part? Okay, I get it. We're in 2023. Gender is a little confusing, right? It's a little confusing for some people. We haven't quite wrapped our brain around like that kid on fucking Kindergarten Cop, right? Girls have fucking vaginas and boys have penises. You know, that's out the window now. I understand that, right? It's a little confusing for some of us to put our fucking brains into a gear where this something like this is under, you can understand that. Okay. Now that we got that out of the way. Okay. The guy that brings the girl on a guy's trip, brings his old lady on a guy's trip, you are the most hated man on that trip. Thanks for ruining my good time. Okay. I've never been on a fucking trip, you know, with my fellas and sat around some table in some shanty town. Hey, I don't give a fuck where we go. We could go 30 kilometers outside of your hometown. Six guys sitting at a bar drinking fucking Bud Heavies because we have balls, right? We're not ordering. Can we get a kiwi strawberry seltzer? No, Bud Heavies because we're getting fucked up. The guy that's driving's on the Bud Lights. Simple as that, right? I just incriminated myself. And I've never looked at my friends and said, you know what would make this better? You know what would make this more fun? If all of our wives were here saying, I want to go home. I'm cold. Why do you guys have to joke about that? Why are you talking about that? Why would you joke about something like that? What kind of hypothetical situations are you guys trying to create in your own brain? Why wouldn't you debate something like, what? You know what I mean? It's just fucking questions, 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 you know? And I don't sit there and think and be like, you know what, a fucking, oh boy. Well, while I'm slugging this down and I'm listening to Danny tell me this hilarious story that the other guys don't know, but I know, it's still funny to me, right? As I'm listening to this story, I'm not thinking to myself and be like, no, it'd be great right now. No, it'd really fucking butter my biscuit. If my old lady was sitting right beside me, or your old lady, I don't give a fuck whose old lady, was sitting inside the circle telling a story with no ending or no point or no punchline. That would be fun, wouldn't it, fellas? Boy, oh boy. Wouldn't it be fun to order some deep fried food? Some deep fried, disgusting, calorie infested, fucking artery clogging horseshit. Have it sit down on the table and be like, oh, I don't think you should eat that. I don't think your cholesterol's already a little too high. I don't think you should eat that. That's not good for you. That's not good for you. That's exactly what, you know what I mean? That's exactly what would make this boys trip 10 times better. I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, boy, oh boy, I'm having too good of a time. You fucking simple bitches. Why can't I just, you know what? I don't blame them, you know? I don't blame them. I see the girls' nights. I see what's going on. And I like to think that you guys like to think that you're having a good time too. It's all a collective, right? Going out and just being loud and obnoxious for no reason. Just fucking, you know, just making noise for no reason. Just loud, high-pitched noises. Like it's like having that, you know, when you're having a nice sleep and then you slowly awake. And you're thinking, boy, oh boy, what a nice morning. And then all of a sudden a crow decides to perch up right outside your window. And you're like, fuck me. This fucking thing. And you hear that? Ugh. I was having a good time until I heard that. I was awakened by just like my body telling me it's time to get up now. Only for that fucking train ride to derail and put itself into a fucking wall. What else does this idiot have to say?
Why can't I just be chilling with you guys?
I know. Because society makes it seem like men always hate their girlfriends.
That ain't the case. See, this is what happens when you put two fucking idiots in one room, all right? In this on this podcast, it's only one idiot in this room. So these two idiots are bouncing ideas. It's like a ping pong match of fucking retarded ideas. Just ping, ping, ping. I know. It's because society makes it seem like men hate their girlfriend. No, 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 no. There's a camaraderie, okay? It's like we've talked about when you go out on a stag, right? There's a camaraderie. There's a bonding moment that takes place between you and your fellow gender, okay? And then when you plant one of them in there, one of them that thinks that they're going to override the conversation, and they're not funny, they're annoying, they're obnoxious, which I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that probably both of these bozos are like that. You know, some guy's telling a good story and then they just got to interject. Well, one time tell this thing to beat it, you know, tell this thing to beat it. But when we are out together, it's like Spartans and the enemy is liquor. And we look at the liquor and we just want to have a fantastic evening with one another. You know what I mean? There's just like, it throws the vibe off when you're the guy that brings his girlfriend on the guy's trip. I don't care how cool she is. It throws the whole vibe off, you know? Because she hasn't seen. There's the thing, is what these idiots aren't understanding. Is like, in a group of friends, right? We've all seen each other at our absolute worst. And when I say worst, I would say like in championship mode, when you're floored to the gills and you're doing stupid shit, like pulling your dick out and wiggling it at every, and as guys, as a friend group, especially this audience, I think can understand that. We appreciate that moment, right? We laugh. We piss ourselves laughing. So he's doing dick tricks over in the corner and we're dying laughing, right? Now you have collected these memories all together throughout time, right? And then you bring a girlfriend in. You bring a girlfriend. She doesn't know these moments. She doesn't know how we act with one another. As soon as you, like, once there's no female to impress, especially if, like, that female is giving pussy to one of them, right? Then that has to, you have to reserve your, you gotta put it in third gear. You can't be fifth gear tapped. So now you just removed one player out of the game by reserving, and he's playing, you know, he's playing the front nine. That's it. Everybody else is already at the back nine. And there, it's 11 a.m. If you catch my drift right now, and you gotta, oh yeah, honey, and then all of a sudden, I'm hungry. You gotta like deal with that, right? Why can't I be one of the girls on the fucking trip? Because it ruins it. It doesn't turn into a guy's trip anymore. Now it's just let's use the name Dan. Now Danny has to make sure that you're doing okay all moments of the day. Are you hungry? I'm tired. I want to go home. I want to do this. I want to do that. And there's always something just me, 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 me. Now you have to team up. There's the buddy system. When you go out, right? It's different. You've ruined the whole dynamic. Usually a buddy system works as like the two drunkest guys as they fall off, they figure out their way home, right? I think you've drank too much. You want to hear that on a guy's trip? I think you drank too much, and now I'm causing fights that are going to carry over home into the home life because I decided to have a little too much fun. Get the fuck out of here. What else does this idiot have to say?
It's in wives, and like we're the lame ones.
Because you are. Because you are, right? Because I can't. Here's another thing. It's socially unacceptable to hit you, right? Where if my friend is acting like an asshole, I can hit him. I can strike that man if he's acting like an asshole. And guess what? It's solved. By the morning, this is all resolved. It's all taken care of. Hey, man, sorry. I was acting like an idiot. Yeah, not a problem. Here you go. Little drinky poo. Let's get you back on the wagon. It's okay. I'm over it. Right? We just deal with things differently. I don't care how cool you are as a female or how cool you think you are as a female. You will never understand the dynamic that a group of men that is created, the bond that is created through a group of men that go out together and they go drinking. It's a war path, you know? It's a war path. We don't like seeing women at war, do we? We don't like seeing that. I mean, we've seen the video of that lady in the Ukraine war doing Pokemon dances as AK-47 bullets are whizzing past the dudes out in the forest. You know what I mean? It's just like we're different, and that's okay. And that's fine. We can celebrate that. We're the lame ones because, yes, we have to deal with the wah, 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 wah. That's not fun. I can just tell by looking at these two. They think they're fun. There's a difference of being fun and thinking you're fun.
It doesn't have to be that way. Because I think a lot of people, it's about 50-50, but a lot of people I know don't like their significant other. Like, it's sad, but they're not friends with them. Like, a lot of men date girls to be, like we talked about yesterday, caretakers or to be their...
See, this is what I mean. You can't even give me a point of why going on the guy's trip makes sense, right?
I just think it's because of society. And
you can't even get to the point. Get to the point. Put a bow on it. This is what we're talking about right here. This is what we're talking about right here, right now. Right, gentlemen? And the guy that, like, let's talk about that guy. Let's talk about the cuck that brings his girlfriend on the guy's trip. You know, how likable is that guy? You know, that you can't even get away for a weekend without this thing being attached to you? You can't get away. You can't go on a golf trip. You can't go on a golf trip. You can't go to a fucking hockey game without her attached to you. You know what I mean? Like you what looks fun? What looks more fun? Let me ask you this, gents. Now, we've all been to any sort of sporting event before. Who's having more fun? The couple that's sitting there sipping beer? Who's having more fun? The couple or the group of, let's say, five guys, six guys, four. We'll make it four. The four gents that are getting after it. Who's having more fun? If you're a dude, okay, and I say dude for a reason. If you're a dude sitting there and you're at a game with your old lady and you're watching these guys and you're like, they are having a good time. You can't say that out loud. Cause a fight, right? Well, you're looking, you got to, you know, just for the sake of not fucking causing waves in your world. What do you say? Jesus, those boys are fucking hammered, right? That's what you say. You don't take shots at those guys because you're low-key jealous. They're having a good time. Meanwhile, you're a beer a period. Those guys are double fisting, pissing their pants in their own seat. And it's the first period. They were drinking all day, waiting for this. It's a matinee game. Hammered in the nosebleeds. Hey, baby. You know? Christ, what else does this mutt have to say?
Our arm candy and girls date guys to, unfortunately, pay the bills or take care of them. And that maybe was more back in the day, but not a lot of people date people that they're friends with.
Jesus Christ. That went from, let's go here.
Why does the one girl on the guy's trip have to automatically be the worst? Like, why?
To this.
Unfortunately, pay the bills or take care of them. And that maybe was more back in the day, but not a lot of people date people that they're friends with. It sucks, but it's true. Why does the
one... See? Right there. That's why. You started off in Panama City, and then you wanted to... You decided to travel to fucking Nashville. Now we're in Nashville. Nobody knows what's the direction of this. Where are we going? What are we doing? Guy's trip. Easy. Wake up. Where are we drinking? Hey, I just seen that there's a Dave and Buster's down the road. What do you say? Oh, do I like two things? Playing games and getting hammered. Name me a better time. Six of your buds, air hockey. Let's go. All right. Oh, what's that? You got a little bit of Mario Kart racing? Woohoo! Sign me up. Oh my. We're going to take a little chicken wing break? Woohoo! I'll tell you what, one of the greatest times I think I've ever had. We were down in Phoenix, Arizona. Group of gentlemen on a stag. Great time, right? One of the gents seen that there was a Dave and Buster's right around where the football stadium and the hockey arena was. And that day, we were going, I believe, to watch the Golden Knights play the... Who are they playing? Jesus Christ. So stupid. You're in Phoenix, Arizona. The Golden Knights were playing the Coyotes that night. Wow. And there's a Dave and Buster's just in the area. We just woke up, brushed our teeth, washed our ass. One guy pipes up, says, hey, Dave and Buster's, what do you say, boys? Be ready for 1:00. Ubers will be here. And we're fucking going. And I'll tell you one thing for free. Floored it. Some guys smoking on the patio. Some guys are throwing the fucking balls at the clown machine. Some guys are, you know, playing a little Mortal Kombat, beating the hell out of one another. Some guys are saddled up to the bar bullshitting with the locals. Everybody's scattered about having a lovely fucking time. And guess what we didn't hear once? Don't you think you're drinking too much? Not once. You think that waitress is going to stop us from pounding beers? No. Drunker we are, the higher we're going to tip. Bigger the bill, bigger the tip. Any smart waitress knows that. Let the guns roar. Let the guns bang.
one girl on the guy's trip have to automatically be the worst? Like,
because why does the one girl on the guy's trip? There should be no one girl on a guy's trip. That annoys me so much just to hear that. Why does the one girl on the guy's trip? There shouldn't be a girls on the guy's trip. You know what that is? That's just a trip at that point. And a lot of times trips ain't fun. Go to a brunch. How much fun do you have at a brunch? That's what we'll compare this to. How much fucking fun do you have at a brunch? Zero. Brunches suck. They suck knob. I've never... You ever been to a brunch where you were having a fabulous time? No. I have been to a breakfast where I was still hammered and had a fabulous time. I have done that. But a brunch? Kiss my ass. I don't even know if I've made a point here. But I'll tell you what. It ruins the whole dynamic of the trip. The camaraderie of gentlemen. See, we're all on the same page. There is no playing catch up. We're all programmed. We have that instinct in our head. And we have to teach you that instinct that you don't have. That's a huge problem. Okay? That's a huge... And especially if you're dating one of them, you know? Because then, like... Collectively, as a group of men, you always look over the women. Now we're all looking over you as you get hammered and you do your own thing. And if something, God forbid, something happens to you, now we feel guilty. Where I don't have to do that with my fellow comrades on the mission of pound and piss. I don't have to do that. I know in my head that if this guy gets himself in trouble, you put yourself in that situation, soldier, you get yourself out of it. Okay? This is a Navy SEAL mission. We all go back home. But where you end up is where you end up, and where I end up is where I end up. Home is home. The Airbnb, you know how to get back there. We all figure it the fuck out. We'll sleep in a bush if we have to, but we will get back home regardless. You throw a female in the mix, now we got to worry about that, and we got to worry too much. I don't want worry. I don't want that. I don't want that thought. I don't want that emotion taking over me. That, you know, that worrisome feeling that you get and be like, oh my God, where is she? What is she doing? I don't want to ask those questions. I don't want them to rise in my brain. I don't want them to rise in my fellow male friends' brains. I want to be able to shut off all inhibitions of the male quote unquote gender roles that are instinctively bred into us, you know, naturally. We just have that inside of us, and I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to deal with that whatsoever. And especially if one of the girls is dating one of the guys, I don't want that guy to be removed out of the possibility of having a great time due to the fact that he has to watch over his significant other. You know, he has to reserve himself. He has to pull back. He's got to pull the reins, you know, he's got to reel it in. I don't want that. I want that guy to have the same, what the fuck, the same, sorry, I thought I heard something. I want him to have the same trip that I'm having, the same level of fun, of knowing that I left everything at home, and I'm putting my best goddamn foot forward just to be here with you, gentlemen. Just to be here with you, gentlemen. I didn't fly 200 fucking miles, 500, 1600. I didn't drive 50 kilometers, 100, 1500. It don't matter the distance. It's about the time that we're about to have. And I left everything that I worry about back home. Bills, kids, wife, all of that removed from my skull. And I am ready for war. She isn't the worst though. The guy that brought her is the worst. Okay? She is the worst. You know, the females that hang around a group of dudes. I know. We're all trying to fucking skirt this like, well, why can't men and women can be friends, rah? We can. I'm not denying that. I'm not denying that. But as the age-old saying, you pump a few drinks, I guarantee you, somebody's fucking somebody. You know what I mean? Somebody's fucking that. Eventually. The walls come down after a few shots of Honey Jack whiskey. Next thing you know, there's some kissing, touching. Now what do we do? Now I got some explaining to do. Jesus Christ. And then that just makes it even more weird that the one friend in the group is fucking the other friend in the group. So now we got to like, you know, there's that weird energy where it's just like you're watching a sister and brother kiss. And you're like, yeah, I don't know if I like that. They've been friends for so long. I get it. They know one another. They're best friends. They've been there for one another. But initially, when it happened, if it was to happen on that trip, could you imagine? Like, oh, Jesus Christ, I don't know if I like this. And they're breaking off, doing their own thing. Hey, guys, we'll just meet up with you. And I know it's difficult to be that guy to be like, hey, it's not why we came here. This isn't where lovers elope. Get the fuck out of here. Trying to play some pinball, greased to the gills, pal. You fucking knob out of our friend. Ah. Anyways, I seen this on Vice. Let's get into this one. This one's kind of fun. I'll read you the headline here. Neo-Nazis are hosting MMA and boxing tournaments to recruit new members. Now, before... Let's get something out of the way here. I know I'm in muddy waters by even talking about something like this, okay? Something like this, especially a Vice magazine article. I get that, okay? I've been labeled, I've been called both those names, a neo-Nazi or whatever, a right-wing accelerationist, a white supremacist, or whatever it may be. I've been labeled these things by lunatics that think that I'm somehow just this fucking complete racist. So I'm already touching on some, we're going to see how far we can push the limits on this show today is what essentially I'm trying to tell you right now, something like this, but I was thinking to myself while reading this article, a few thoughts, right? So we're going to talk about those thoughts. Meanwhile, reading this article out loud, and keep in mind, we're just simply trying to recruit a few members. Oh boy. Put that in there so that way everybody clip that up. Neo-Nazis are hosting MMA and boxing tournaments to recruit new members. White supremacists are using MMA and boxing fight nights, not just as promotional tools, but a way to network between different groups. This is written by Mac Lamoureux. And by Sam Egan. All right. This was reported on January 23rd, 2020 at 10:34 a.m. in a small warehouse in Southern California. The neo-Nazis cheered as two of their own beat on each other. One on one side of the ring was a fighter repping a local active club, in quotations, active club, the innocuous phrase used to describe a neo-Nazi athletic club. And the other side, a fighter representing Patriot Front, a prominent neo-fascist organization. It was the headlining fight at Birth of a New Frontier, an event hyped up as the first of its kind white supremacist fighting tournament in the United States. Outside the ring was a cajone of black metal music, supplement stands, and juiced up neo-Nazis milling about talking shop. So Vice got into this, eh? It didn't matter who won in the ring for the neo-Nazis. The event, the camaraderie, and the violence were a victory in and of itself. A victory that white nationalists are hoping is a sign of more fascist fight nights to come. Something they believe means more in real life networking, community building, and overall a stronger white nationalist scene. Since Birth of New Frontier back in August of 2020, at least one more neo-Nazi fight tournament has been held in the U.S. and organizers have been promising more. Now, after reading that, okay, this is where things get a little maybe odd. Maybe I'm not the person to be talking about, but as I read this and I think this, isn't it kind of nice that these idiots are getting together and beating the shit out of one another? You know? As I read this, isn't this what we kind of hoped for? Is neo-Nazis getting together and beating the absolute shit out of one another? I don't, you know, maybe it's not something. Yeah, hey, are they out in the streets kicking the hell out of blacks or Chinese or whatever it may be? Nah, they're inside. This is kind of like something that you would hope for in a way. And hear me out, right? Like, when I read that headline, neo-Nazis getting together, beating the hell out of one another, I think to myself, huh, what a turn of events. Well, that's kind of nice, isn't it? So instead, their anger and frustration to a, the Anglo-Saxon race being diminished or whatever it may be that they're upset about. Oh, I don't have time for this. That I don't have time. That these gentlemen get together and they're beating the snot out of one another. Yes, they're getting together. It's monitored, obviously. If Vice News is in there reporting on the event, that's kind of nice, isn't it? These assholes giving each other black eyes. You imagine that? Do you think they get upset when they have black eyes? Like, oh no, I'm turning into a... Does a neo-Nazi get pissy when they're bumped and bruised? They're like, oh my God, why is this happening to me? Maybe it's like incentive to like fight harder, because if you leave with a black eye, you're like, oh God. Oh, like those racial stereotypes start coming out that we believed in the past, and be like, oh no, I'm going to not go to work anymore and live off. I'm going to join the Crips. They're like, all right, God dang, Bobby got beat up at the white nationalist boxing event there the other day, and he started saying the N-word with an A at the end. And I don't know if I like that. That's what happens over here at the white nationalist boxing events. We get together, beat the hell out of one another. Next thing you know, you might end up acting like one. Acting like the very thing that we hate around here. That's why it's very, very, very crucial that we have these boxing events. That way we can weed out the weak. By the end of it, we're left with 16 guys with severely damaged brains and a plethora of CTE floating around. A lot of them don't even remember what they hate anymore. That's another thing, you know? Maybe they beat the shit out of one another to the point that the CTE kicks in and the short-term memory loss kicks in heavily. Like, we all know, like, you've listened to this show. I've stated that I fought mixed martial arts many times. And there are moments where I sit there and I'm scratching my head, staring off and like directly into the sun, trying to figure out what my name is. When's my birth? How old am I again? You know? So this is a good thing to erase racism. I think that we should have more. In fact, ticket the event, live stream it, make more money. By the end of it, these guys are going to be so ridden with brain trauma, they'll forget what the fuck it is that they're even fighting for. You know, quite off. What would you rather? Okay, here, let me ask you this. What would you rather? We got two options here. Would you rather the neo-Nazis start coloring signs, go storm the streets and smashing windows of like a fucking, a bunch of Royal Bank of Canada? What's the one? What's the one in the States? I can't think of any banks down there. Not off the top of my head. You know, they're downtown smashing the front windows out of a Circle K. Very Antifa-like approach to it. You know, they're marching in the streets, causing disruption, loud, ignorant. You know, you're trying to get to work at 4 p.m. or you're trying to leave work at 4 p.m. because that's about when they get up and go and protest downtown. And then they start smashing vehicles, lighting cars on fire, doing whatever Antifa does, right? Trying to intimidate you, shooting paintballs at random folks on the side of the street? Or would you rather these idiots rent out a community hall, which the money is going back into the community hall, and then beat the hell out of one another to the point where they're causing concussions and possibly, like, they're unable to see sunlight? I don't know, if you've had a concussion hard enough, you know that you got to, like, sit in the dark and you got to stay down there for God knows how long until that fucking shit heals, right? So you kind of, we're in treacherous water here. Let them beat the shit out of one another. I'd want to watch that, right? I'd want to watch. Let them have their little fucking get together and talk about whatever it is. They, you know what? I've seen that Vice article stating that black people need rights. Let them talk about that shit in the back. And meanwhile, let us just like, let there be like a fucking grandstand where it's just like, they'll put a sheet. You know, those guys like sheets. A see-through sheet where you can sell tickets and then they just ignore who's back there. We'll watch the neo-Nazis beat the shit out of one another. Watch them collect brain damage. That's what you want. You think that Vice would be like, yes, bow time. You know? Neo-Nazi MMA or boxing tournaments aren't a new phenomenon, and they've been particularly present in Europe over the last few years. As far back as 2008, neo-Nazi influencer and football hooligan Denis Nikodin has led White Rex, a clothing and lifestyle company that is frequented by a far right and hosted multiple MMA events. There's also groups active in Germany, France, and Greece that frequently utilize MMA as a networking and recruitment tool. Funny they left Ukraine out of there. I've watched numerous videos of like these neo-Nazi type characters that are, and many are like, one of them was an American that flew over there and started really dabbling in all that nonsense over. Jesus Christ. You know, you sit down to have a podcast, and that's when everybody fucking wants to bother you. You know, we're trying to talk about neo-Nazi boxing over here. And what do these people want? Don't they understand I'm trying to, you know, get to the good of this? You know, we look at something like this and we think bad right out of the gate. Where you put this in my hands, and what do? I find the silver lining, you know? One man, Robert Rundo, an American neo-Nazi currently living in Europe. We don't want to put Ukraine. I believe that's the guy, Robert Rundo. Let's fucking Google that quick while I'm talking about this. Robert Rundo. Yes, this is the guy. He was the one who moved to the Ukraine and started, that is hilarious. That is fucking hilarious that they refuse to say, they say Europe. Here we go. Affiliations, Robert Rundo is the Rise Above movement. Is that what adds up there? They did not state that in that. It was founded in Southern California. Oops. Get the fuck over here. Affiliations, Patriot Front, Revolt, Proud Boys. Boom. There we go. Azov Battalion. Very, very, very. Wow. I love that they fucking put, currently living in Europe. Jesus Christ. Isn't that funny that the whole Ukraine shit gets like, before it was just absolute, it was an atrocity that there was neo-Nazis in Ukraine. But now that they're at war with Russia, you know, Russia's the bad guy again. It's okay to like Nazis. It's all right to like them again. It's hip. It's cool right now. In fact, we promote you to put the Ukraine. That's how easily people are duped, you know. There we go. I think we've covered, you know, I think we got to we resolved this issue. Let the fucking neo-fascists or neo-Nazis beat the hell out of one another. That's how you end it, isn't it? Isn't that how you end racism? By just letting these, they should have steel cage matches, all weapons, I quit match or die. Whoever dies. If you don't die, you move on. Simple as that. I don't know how I'm not on some prominent news show, just really clearing the air on what it is we need to do as a society, as people, to just move forward. This is a good thing, if you ask me. Let the neo-Nazis beat the hell out of one another. Guess what, though?
It's time for the main event of the evening. Speaking of mixed martial arts and hate, everybody's favorite segment of the show, I believe, hate mail. You know, we collected a few pieces of hate mail over the past week or so. 2 weeks, if I'm being honest. Before I left for holidays, what I tell you? I'm really sick and tired. Everybody must be happy. Everybody's happy walking around. Thumbs up their ass, big smiles on their faces, but apparently not. So now we have a backlog of hate mail. If you have hate mail, please email me with the subject line hate mail, and the email is unclehack@dangercats.tv. We'd love to read it out here. We'll read your hate mail. It can be about me, your boss, your girlfriend, maybe traffic. It doesn't matter. A coworker. You tell me, I'll read it. I'll get it off your chest. We want that. We don't want hate in the streets. We want it on this show is what we want. God, that is way too much fun. I tell you, I got to start reading intros and like maybe that'll get me a spot on, like, you know how they have those like monologues on songs and shows where it's like a nice music. Oh boy, that would be great. Hey, bitch. First one reads, sorry. Hey, bitch. Uncle Hack in brackets. I heard you crying and bitching and moaning on the most recent podcast episode about not having any hate mail. I guess the rest of the Danger Cats are too afraid, or maybe it's because you read at the level of an 8-year-old. That is true. Well, here you go, you big bumbling retard. Here's your fucking hate mail. To be honest, I think you're the biggest fucking mouth-breathing imbecile on the face of the planet. Your free time needs to be spent apologizing to the trees that work hard to produce the oxygen that you waste with all the hot air that you spew. Also, the dick broom on your upper lip pisses me off because you look like a fucking 16-year-old. And that, that, and along with your baby flab arms, I have taken shits harder than you, you fucking neck. You fucking neck. I bet if I shook your hand, that those dick skinners are probably soft as shit because you don't work for a living, you pale, sad, weak man. Fuck you. Sincerely, Andrew from Ohio. P.S. Bring back hockey fight reviews. It's very nice of you to put that in the end. See what I mean? We come on this show and we read it word for word, even if it's about me. I'm not about here to mask your thoughts. That's not what I'm about. I'm not the mainstream media. I'm not about to take what you say and censor it. It's not what I'm about. In fact, it's the complete opposite of what I'm about. I want this to be a safe space for hatred. Now, our next piece of mail is something that I just got. And I don't know what he's up to here, and I don't know why he separates his sentences the way he did. No hate mail. Just going to let you know, I think you're a fucking genius, and it's interesting kicking back and listening to you bullshit about roughnecks, politics, and just your general overall good shit. Love it, dog. Go fuck yourself. LOL. For those of us who read the emails. What? LOL. Laugh out loud for those of us who read the emails. Ha ha ha. Just kidding. Peace. Okay, that is great. That is lovely. I'm glad you got that off your chest, sir. I'm glad you got that off your goddamn chest. One more thing. We're going to read three of them today, you know? Three of them to fill up the time. Hey, uncle, I heard you got no hate mail, so I'm going to bitch about trade school. Why the fuck am I listening to some geriatric bastard for 3 months straight teach me about shit that has worked for 59 years, but somehow this year needs to change? Doing math till you think you need
You think I need an Adderall prescription, cocksucker? Fuck yeah. Hack, thanks, boss. That is interesting. That's a nice, interesting take. Now, I've never been to trade school, and I hope to God that I never have to, you know? Now, would it have been a smart decision for me in my youth to possibly do that, so that way, if this all fails, that I'm not going to end up some laborer at some plant in Fort McMurray, you know, that I'm not going to end up just stringing pipe out for the rest of my life in northern Alberta or northern BC, that I don't got to go roughnecking, you know? Yeah, maybe I should have did that. Maybe I shouldn't have banked. I shouldn't have put all my chips in one basket. But you know what, baby? I love to gamble. That's what I'm all about. So I've never really been. I've heard people bitch about trade school enough that I think in my head I've probably been there. It does seem like a waste of time, doesn't it? Just to go sit in school again for what? For a ticket? It is stupid. The fucking hoops that they put in front of you, you know, like it's such an irritating thought to think that back in the day you could have a good life just by having a job as like a refrigerator repairman, right? You make enough money to feed and clothe, house your family. Then on top of it, you can take your wife on a vacation. You can pump her full of cum and have three, four children that you can raise on that simple little wage. And then inflation took over. Then all these boomers started getting all these ideas, credit cards and credit, debit. Let's fucking bend these cocksuckers over and fuck them dry. We need every capitalism is a good thing. Don't get me wrong. I don't hate it. Okay. Does it incentivize you to work your ass off? Now, if you keep in mind, like a lot of the times it's these bigger centers of people bitching where, you know, rent does go up. The inflation takes over and it's a lot harder to make a living. Whereas if you find a decent job in a small town, you can make it happen. But we don't want that, right? We want to be in a center where there's plenty of pussy, plenty of resources. And when I say resources, it's like how many thighs can I crack open? You know, small towns, it's a little difficult to do so, right? That's what we are. We're always thinking about pussy as men. And in a smaller town, your odds dwindle down. You want to grind it out in the city? Is that what you want to do? I don't understand the process of the world anymore. I honestly don't. I have a difficult time sometimes, like sitting there and wrapping my head around. It's like, what is it all about? You know, what is it all about? We always bitch and complain about these fucking cocksuckers that don't want to work. You know, and don't get me wrong. Trust me, I work my ass off when it comes to this fucking brand. But some days I look at those motherfuckers and I think the same goddamn thing I think we've all thought at one time and be like, God, it must be nice just to know like tomorrow I don't have to get up. You know, I don't have to do the things that I signed up to do. You know, it must be nice not having any responsibility, just waking up, putting on your pajama pants and then just sitting on your fat ass playing video games all day or watching reruns of Friends, smoking weed and drinking hot lattes. Whatever the fuck it is they do. You don't you just sit there and think that? Am I the only one that thinks that? I don't think so. I think it's ran across some of our brains. There's only so many times in the month that you can consistently get up at 6:30 in the fucking morning before one day it just says, why the fuck am I doing this? You know? And I'm not saying I get up at 6:30 every fucking morning, but I'll tell you one thing. I'm working deep into the hours of the night. And then on top of it, I get the pleasure, though, working from home now and doing the things that I do. But then on top of it, you know, I got squawking. Are you going to come watch a movie with me? You know, and you're trying to get as much work as you possibly can. I like to work. I like to fucking, you know, spread my wings, be creative and try new things with this brand and episodes and, you know, podcasting. And then we go over here and we're doing stand up. And then in the middle, we got the content creation and it's a lot of work in between. And some days you just think like, why the fuck am I doing all this shit? I get that, you know, like even going to trade school, it's like, why, how the fuck does this keep changing? I know the parts change, but it's not like they don't fucking, you know, I'm not an idiot. I know how they align up. Like, what the fuck? old geriatric up front. Well, this year, actually, the math is different. You know, they're changing the way we do math. And then you got to learn a whole different curriculum just to fucking figure out the math that you already knew that worked in the past. And now all of a sudden that math is wrong because, well, if you, just because you, when you're doing it on the paper, you carry the 10 differently. That's all. Hey, we both get the same answer, but that equation is actually wrong. If you show your work a certain way, what does it matter? I got the fucking answer, you know? I got the answer. That's what I always hated. School used to piss me off because of that, you know? Well, you fucking, did I get the answer? Well, you got to show your work. Ugh. I don't know how I got the answer. In fact, I looked over my fucking, I looked over the person in front of me's shoulder. And by the time I could get that answer, oh, you only get half my, yeah, God. Even though I've been out of high school now for almost a fucking, what, 13 years? Damn near. In fact, maybe more. Yep. Wow. That stings. Anyways, thank you for listening to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. If you aren't registered or signed up for the Patreon, you can have this episode 24 hours earlier, 48 hours earlier than everybody else. Patreon.com/DangerCat69. By the time that you're listening to this, I believe the roast battle should be live. The full roast, top to bottom, all fucking roast battles, the championship that I lost on the weekend. And you go be the judge. You tell me if the crowd got it wrong or if I'm just whining and complaining. Full battle on patreon.com/dangercat69 should be out this Friday. I will make damn sure this Friday at 4:20. patreon.com/DangerCats69 roast battle volume 42 or Danger Cats volume 8, I think, depending on who you ask. That's it all depends on who you ask. Anyways, fucking see you next week, ladies and gentlemen.